I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery serving something beyond me. But I should do.
I'm getting settled here, everyone. Bear with me. Oh, there we go. Got it. How's everybody doing out there? I am DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats. And it's just me in the studio today. It's a solo show from 2 till 4 here at RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are in the world. And it's another all vinyl show by yours truly, handpicking records out of my own personal collection for you. And today the letter is F. So all bands, artists with the letter F. And we kick things off with Fleet Foxes, actually, which is always a great one. They and I wasn't going to start with them, but the Freaks to the Front, who are here every Saturday from 12 till 2, they ended their set with Fleet Foxes, so I thought I would start mine with the same band. It was Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes from their 2011 album, Helplessness Blues. That's how I discovered them. And then also how I discovered him, Jake Xerces Fussell. He came out with his What in the Natural World album in 2017, and the song there was Have You Ever Seen Peaches Growing on a Sweet Potato Vine? All of his songs, old folk songs that he's brought to new audiences, but songs that have been around for hundreds, you know, 100 years or more. And phenomenal stuff. I've got three of his albums, so you'll hear him again later. And then, of course, the mighty, incomparable Aretha Franklin with Respect off her album I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. You listen to the ES Beats. Like I said, it's all vinyl today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wherever you are tuned in from, thank you so much for spending it with me for a little bit. Crazy days, obviously. So let's have a little music therapy, shall we? Let's get through it together. Yeah, so I've got a lot of songs lined up for you. Some that you will know very well, some that you won't know very well at all. But I promise I will do my best to entertain you for the entire time, whether you know the song or not, including this next one. It's time to listen to some Flaming Lips here on ES Beats. Toodles. We'll be right back. Fine Young Cannibals there with Johnny Come Home off their 1985 debut album, self-titled Fine Young Cannibals, here on ES Beats. You're listening to ES Beats. That's right, I'm DJ ESB. I'm in the studio solo today. I mean, it's awful everywhere in the country right now weather-wise. I mean it's awful for other reasons, but it's awful because of the weather. And not here in San Francisco. It's gorgeous. Sun is shining. Everyone's going to the park. I thought I'd play some music so I could bring some of that good energy to you wherever you are. Just gorgeous. Yeah, we kicked that last block off with Race for the Prize by Flaming Lips off their 1999 album, Soft Bulletin. That's double vinyl. Followed by Fleetwood Mac Over My Head off the self-titled album, Fleetwood Mac, from 1975. And then we went to 1985 with, like I said, Fine Young Cannibals, off Fine Young Cannibals with Johnny Come Home. It's all vinyl today, everyone. It's all brought to you by the letter F, if you couldn't tell already. We've had Fleet Foxes, Jake Cerce's Fussle. We've got Aretha Franklin. We've got Flaming Lips. We've got Fleetwood Mac. We've got Fine Young Cannibals. And we've got so much more to come. Everyone's kind of disparate today. Everyone's all over the place. DJ Adame is in Vienna, of all places. I mean, you know what? If it's Saturday, she's in Vienna. DJ Original Brewer is in Fort Lauderdale, of all places. In my old stomping grounds from when I first moved to the country when I was a wee boy. People are all over. I know we've got folks listening in El Dorado Hills. Actually, there's not a lot of people in the chat room. DJ Grandma's there as always. The Stalwart. Thank you, Mum. Good to see you there. And obviously, here I am playing songs for you. I've actually even got a bed track today. Can you believe it? Trying to get all professional in here. And yeah, so speaking of Adame, I think DJ Q-Nut actually is listening at home. She was doing some mock SATs. That's why she didn't join me today. Ever studious. There she is. Getting it done. Very excited. Proud of her. And then Adame, she's sending me texts from 3 in the morning at a club. Fantastic. And she introduced me to this next artist. I'm a huge fan. We got to see her live together in the summer last year. We went to Oregon to the Deschutes Fairground, and she was just mind-blowing. And I'd love to play her here for you now. This album, American Dreaming, Sierra Ferrell. She got 4 Grammys off this. She won 4 Grammys off this album. And this is the title track. Actually, no, I'm sorry. The name of the album is Trail of Flowers. But this first song is phenomenal, is how I discovered her. She's got a lot of great music, but I thought I'd start with the one that made her famous. This song is called American Dreaming here on ES Beats. I will talk to you on the other side. I've got so much great music for you today here on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. So let's have some fun together, shall we, until 4 o'clock. Grab a drink, whatever you are partaking in. I've got a cider. Should be a good time. I love you all. Oh, I just burped. Sorry, well, I said I love you. That's real love. Toodles.
Wake up again in an old motel. Is it somewhere different? I can't tell. Every set of curtains opens to the open road, and I'm missing you like hell. This fan is like a prison cell. When I know you have gone with her and I can't go back home, I've been American dreaming. Whoa, whoa, I'm American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, oh, but I never seem to get no rest. I should get some rest today, then pack my bags, be on my way. But my mind's always working on the way it could have been. Feel how fine without drowning in this wine, calling you again. I've been American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, oh, but I never see no. Ones who remind me who I am. If I could just get back home to pick up where we left off, I'd take better care of myself. I'd stop drinking from the bottom shelf. But my old wheels keep spinning and I cannot make them stop. I've been American dreaming. Seem to get no rest. something like me, but I've forgotten all my angels out here in the wind. Sitting idle with my mind, I meditate to pass the time, but there's something inside sitting sail all over again.
Turn.
just you alone filled me with eyes wonderful, marvelous. You should care for me.
Mighty Ella Fitzgerald there with Swonderful here on ES Beats. That's right, you're listening to ES Beats here on RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ ESB here every Saturday from 2 till 4, playing all my favorite tunes, and I hope they become yours too. That was off the album Ella Sings Gershwin. I actually think that was DJ Grandma's. I've had it for a while, so it looks pretty beat up. But it's a beautiful double vinyl. That's phenomenal. There's like over 20 songs on it, and it's always tough to find something to play, but Swonderful is amazing. Before that, we had Frightened Rabbit with the Midnight Organ Fight. Head Rolls Off, one of my favorite Frightened Rabbit songs off the album. The Midnight Organ Fight came out in 2008. I'm a huge Frightened Rabbit fan. It was a woman I used to work with in... at eBay, who introduced me to them, Christina, Kissy Dillingham. We used to carpool together, and she introduced me to Frightened Rabbit, and I've been a fan ever since. I got to see them live twice, both times exceptional. First time was actually at a bar in Austin, Texas, during South by Southwest. I had been working all week interviewing other bands. I got to interview, oh my goodness, Phosphorescent, Fits in the Tantrums, Hawaiian singer called Anuhia, and one of my favorites, Michael Kiwanuka. I got to interview him, all for StubHub when I was working there. And you can still see those videos online if you go to YouTube. Just search them up. But I cut one of the interviews short at the end there because I really wanted to see Frightened Rabbit. It was the first time seeing them. They were playing this bar around the corner. I'd been working all week. I was exhausted. And I got there, and it was absolutely packed. And I got a spot at the back. I got a Lone Star beer out of the bottle and a shot of whiskey. And I just fell in love. They were just amazing. And obviously Scott Hutchison left us far too early. Very sad. Took his own life and actually sang about it on that album we just heard, Floating in the Fourth. He's from Scotland, and that's actually how he left us. He just went into the Forth River and out to sea, and no one ever saw him again. But he was amazing, an amazing artist, an amazing lyricist, and an amazing vocalist. And I just love everything about him. I've got all of his stuff, so I won't do an elbow on you this week. Otherwise, you'd be listening to them all day. But that song, Head Rolls Off, the lyrics are just beautiful. All about making the most of your time while you're here, and being the best person you can be. And there's nothing more you can ask than that, really. And then before that, we had American Dreaming by Sierra Ferrell, one of the new ones that I love. She's amazing, and I know why DJ Adame loves it, because there's a lot of Dolly going on there. That album came out in 2024, won 4 Grammys. We were fortunate enough to see her live in the Deschutes Fairground last summer at the Farewell Festival, which we just found out is not coming back this year. They're not doing it this year. So DJ Adame and I need to find a new festival to go to together this summer. We're thinking about one. There's one in Montana that looks really good, so we might go there. But yeah, so you're listening to ES Beats. It's all vinyl today, all brought to you by the letter F. I don't have a lot of banter here because I'm missing the most amazing banterist of all time, who's with me, my usual partner in crime, DJ Original Brewer. She's out having fun in Florida. The photos and the videos have been great. I always love it when she gets to bat together with her sorority sisters. The first time they did a reunion was in San Diego in 1997, and DJ Original Brew and I had just started dating, and it was kind of a big deal because we had both liked each other all through college but hadn't said anything, and then sure enough we did, and so all the sorority girls were like, oh my goodness, they're together. So it was a great time, and we were down near Del Mar and spending time together. I just love the fact that they've been doing it ever since. It's funny because just a year later, up here in the Bay Area, I started doing my baseball trip with my friends, my guy friends, and we've been doing it every year since 1998. So there you go. Awesome stuff. Let's get back to some music, shall we? Oh, yeah. What am I playing next? Oh, this one. Perfect timing. DJ Original Brew. She's not listening, I don't think. She's out having fun. I don't blame her. But for those of you who need a perfect love song, this is one of them, and this is one I like to play to my wife a lot. I'm actually going to play 2 in a row here, and they are beautiful, beautiful love songs. They take you to a special place, and it's by Flight of the Conchords here on ES Beats, Radio Valencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. Toodles.
Get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cup. night with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Ooh. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house so we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking this slow now. Yeah, 'cause you're so beautiful.
Like a tree. Or a high-class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You could probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spend a part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
My night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow. And you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curry stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. Make it up for 2 minutes. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business time.
Business hours are over.
me lie, but you never told me about the fire.
Just like a great dog.
Fleetwood Mac again there with Sarah off their double album Tusk from 1979. I love that album, but I just played Tusk on the show not a couple months ago, so I felt it was a bit too soon to be playing it again, even though it's a real rockin' song. So I played Sarah instead, which I also really like. And then before that, we had two from Flight of the Conchords off their debut album. Flight of the Conchords came out in 2008, made famous by HBO fame, with The Most Beautiful Woman in the Room and Business Time, two hilarious love songs for you there.